Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3324 BN. Today's date is April 8th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Abortion Message Sent, Trump Baits Judge, Ready to Go to Prison, 15th Round is Approaching. Talk about protecting your wealth. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated? Well, don't leave your money in the bank. It's losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you. Real through history's toughest times. And Noble Gold Investments' American experts make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Invest with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now prepared and ready to go all out to stop Trump. And this means censorship, mass censorship. This means communication blackout. This means shutting people's accounts down. This means terrorists. Attacks here in the United States. It means riots because, again, they're pushing their insurgency. And in the end, they will go to war. They will use everything and anything to stop Trump because they know once he gets back in and the people elect him, it is over for them. Now, I don't mean it's over for him the next day because, again, they're still there and they're going to fight back very, very hard. But they know once the people vote and the people know that he's the guy, and he gets the signal that he's the guy, well, this is going to be a huge problem for them. And this is why they're going to be pushing as hard as they can. And remember, this is Trump's campaign. He's showing everyone, look, I want you to see the corrupt system, the criminal system. It's really bad, worse than you could ever imagine. And the only way you can see it is I got to really bring them out from the shadows so you can see what they really want to do to this country. And what they want to do to you, because otherwise no one will be able to see it. People will just be looking, going, ah, that got to be a conspiracy theory. They're not that bad. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't bring down the World Trade Center. They wouldn't bring us to war. They wouldn't release a virus on this country. They wouldn't allow people to riot and burn without the police or anyone doing anything. They wouldn't do anything like that. See, this is what Trump and the Patriots need everyone to see. They need everyone to see, look, these people, they're deadly, they're evil, and they're not going to stop. And the only way to do this is to actually really show the people. And I do believe Trump, he has just baited the judge, Judge Merchant. He baited him to throw him in jail. Think about this for a second. Can you imagine if they went ahead and they did this? If they came and they took Trump away and they put him in prison, of course, they'd have to clear the prison out. The Secret Service would have to be there. And once again, he would be behind bars with the Secret Service. They'd probably sell a picture of him behind bars, put it on shirts, mugs, and everything else, make a couple million dollars off of it. But think about what this is going to do. It's going to show that these evil people, the criminal syndicate, the criminals, they're actually that bad. They took their political opponent and they threw him in jail during an election year. Remember, he's the nominee. And they're going to throw the nominee in prison? Think about this for a second. I mean, when people see this, when the people of this country see this, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think he's going to lose voters? No, he's going to gain voters like we've never seen before. And the deep state players, they're going to lose the voters like we've never seen before. It's going to backfire on them like everything else. And remember, this is Trump's campaign. He is showing the people, look, they're destroying this country. Look, they have the open borders. There's terrorist attacks in this country. We're going to war. They're destroying the economy. They just arrested and put in jail their political opponent. These are the people you want running this country? No, the people are going to say no. In the end, Trump is going to have the people. The counterinsurgency will be complete in the end. And the people, they will end up voting for Trump. And this is what the deep state is fighting against. Why do you think they're bringing all the illegals in? Why do you think they're prepared to cheat in the election? I mean, they're going to do the best they possibly can to use the mail-in ballots, but I think they're going to have quite a bit of problem doing this. And this is why I think in the end, they're going to have to switch tactics and actually postpone the election or try to postpone the election with some type of cyber attack. Because if we are headed to war, like Trump has said, that means they're going to have some type of an attack on the country. And who do they have to blame? They have to blame Russia or some other foreign entity. So I do believe most likely as we approach the summer months, I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing an increase of cyber attacks maybe in August, because again, when Congress goes on vacation, the deep state loves to play during this month. And normally August is a very hot month. So I do believe as we get closer and closer to the summer months, we're going to see an increase of attacks, maybe cyber attacks and other types of attacks. And I do believe they're going to be building the narrative for what is coming probably very close to the presidential election. Because once again, if they can't use their systems to cheat and we the people can't use their systems because they're rigged, well, how do you have an election? You really can't. So I do believe the deep state players, when they realize they're not going to be able to override the number of people that are voting for Trump, this is when they're going to have to change course. And the only way to change course and explain it to the people is to have some type of an event. And I do believe this is exactly what they're going to try to do as we move closer and closer. Because even if we use their systems, there is a good possibility with the amount of people that are behind Trump, we might be able to override the system if we have to use their system. But I think the deep state players, they're not going to go down that path, because why would they take that chance? I don't think they would. I think they'd rather try to stop it and blame it on another country and try to bring us to war and use the insurgency to keep people away from the voting centers once they say, okay, let's use paper. I think they're going to try everything they possibly can. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later and Trump's abortion message, because I do believe this is timed perfectly. And Trump actually put everything back on the states, which is very, very interesting. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Biden, because it looks like the White House is not cooperating and they're actually obstructing justice. Remember when they used that phrase with Trump? Well, now it's coming back to haunt them. James Comer put this out on X and said, the White House refused to provide info about whether Joe Biden sought to influence or obstruct our investigation by preventing, discouraging, or dissuading his son from complying with lawful subpoenas. America deserves transparency. Absolutely. And when you start to look at the Biden family, what do you notice? You notice there's a lot of crimes that happen around them. When you look at the Clintons, there's a lot of crimes that happen around them. When you look at Obama, a lot of crimes happen around them. And think about it. With Biden, cocaine was found at Biden's house. A dead body was found at Obama's house. A male prostitute was found at Pelosi's house. An illegal server was found at Clinton's house. So the FBI raided Trump's house. So let's see. All the strange criminal activity is happening with Pelosi, with Clinton, Obama, with Biden, and the rest. But they're raiding Trump's house, and none of their houses got raided. Does that make any sense whatsoever? I think people now could see the criminal syndicate. It's becoming very, very clear. Think about what's been happening with the case with Biden. He's working with his son. He's obstructing justice. The FBI, DOJ is not handing over the information that the House wants. They're continually blocking everything, all the information. And that's what criminals do. They cover up their crimes. And how do you cover up your crime? You don't give them the information. That's what you do. But actually, that makes it worse in the end, because the cover-up always gets you. Now, what's very interesting, since we only have 6-7 months left until the election, Trump decided he was going to put out a message about abortion. And remember, he was responsible for basically removing Roe versus Wade, which means that abortion is not a right. It was never a right. And you have to remember, and you have to put this in context, what the deep state likes to do is they like to centralize everything. So what they did was they centralized the decisions for abortions at the federal level. They centralized the creation of currency at the federal level. They centralized education at the federal level. they centralized, which they tried to do with the to fund the police. They wanted all police operations at the central level. What Trump is doing is he's removing this from the central level and putting it back to the states. And he, the first step with abortion, he had to reverse the decision. And it wasn't him alone. It was all these legal scholars that said, yeah, this is not a right. This shouldn't be a right of the people because it's not a right. Remember, the government doesn't give you a right. You're born with these rights. And abortion, killing someone, is not what, that's not a right that you're born with. And what's very interesting is that Jane Roe, her deathbed confession, revealed that abortion was a lie. And they used her to push this. And she backtracked on all of this. But listen to Trump's message and listen to what he says about abortion.
My leadership, the Republican Party, will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is, the baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
So basically what Trump did is he took it and he said, listen, it's the people's choice if they want abortion or not. And it should be at the local level, just like education, just like everything else. So he actually shifted it away from the federal government and gave it back to the people. Now, he said there's going to be states that want abortion. They're going to vote for abortion. There's going to be other states that don't want abortion. But again, look at the blue states. Look at the red states. You're going to see something very, very different. And actually, he's telling the people, you know what? You have to make the decision. The government shouldn't make the decision for you. You have to. So if you want your legislatures, if you want them voting for abortion, then vote those people in and let the people decide this is what we want. If you don't want abortion, then basically vote those people in that don't want abortion and vote against it. But again, remember, this whole thing was built on a lie. It was brainwashing once again. Let's go back to post 4957. Who was Jane Roe? How do you control generations of a populace? 50 years of conditioning, 50 years of propaganda, 50 years of lies. Absolutely. And think about the message that Trump put out there. You have pro-life leaders. You have those that want abortion. And they're both now fighting because Trump didn't take sides, actually, did he? He actually said, no, it's the people's choice. It's not Trump's choice of what we should do. It's the people's choice. And it should be done on the local level. So Trump right now has the uniparty fighting each other over this issue. The people in the states will now fight it out. Abortion is not a right. Trump did the right thing by bringing it down to the state level. We need to remember the deep state has been moving control from the states to D.C. to centralize it. Trump is now reversing this. And this should be done with almost everything, which I do believe it's going to be done. And remember, the deep state created this issue as an issue for their party. It's a centralized issue. And this is what they've been harping on for a very long time. So Trump is using the controlled opposition against itself. So you have the right and the left both arguing that Trump is wrong. I mean, really think about this for a second. And think about what he's done here. He's taking the power away from them. And they don't like it. And in the end, even though he put this message out, what people are going to see with the economy breaking down, with war approaching and events, this abortion issue is not going to be the most important issue when it comes to the election, because people are going to go, well, I can't even pay my bills. I can't even live. I lost my job. We're heading towards war. What's going to be most important as we get closer and closer to the presidential election? So I do believe Trump, he played this very, very well. And once again, the government can't tell the people what to do. The people must tell the government what they want. And it should be done at the state level. And we know that abortion was never right because the system gave the people the privilege of getting an abortion. And then the system took that privilege away. So was that a right? No, it was never a right. The rights that we're born with are the rights that government or any type of court cannot take away. They can't take away free speech. They can't take the right to own a weapon. They can't take away any of the other rights that we have. So I do believe Trump played this very, very well, and this is going to backfire on the deep state and on the rhinos because they wanted him to take a side, which he actually didn't do. He gave the decision back to the people. And this is why the Democrats most likely are introducing a bill to expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. So Biden announced the formation of a commission last week to study the court structure, including the number of justices and their length of service. Elon Musk responded to this and says they want to stack the deck. Of course, what do you think they want to do? They want complete and utter control. Are they going to get it? I don't believe so. But I do believe the deep state players, they are now panicking because they are losing the information war and they no longer control the narrative. Actually, Rick Grenell put this out on X and said, there's a crisis in D.C. newsroom and on cable TV. Talking heads don't care about the truth. They are uninterested in doing basic research. And I think the American people actually see this. They understand that this is exactly what's happening right now. Now, what's very interesting is that the Associated Press, they put out an article saying anonymous users are dominating right-wing discussions online, saying that they are now controlling the narrative and people are believing them and the actual news is losing control. And they're actually kind of talking about mass censorship for Americans in the run-up to the elections. Tom Fitton put this out and said, breaking, AP, a leftist advocacy group, pushes for mass censorship of Americans in the run-up to the elections. And I do believe he's absolutely right. Sean Davis says, as U.S. courts begin to shut down the regime's illegal domestic censorship efforts against its political enemies, the regime will ship its censorship efforts offshore and pretend that somehow that makes everything kosher. So how would they do this? I do believe they're going to use countries out in Europe, in Brazil, and many others to shut down the social media platforms. They'll either fine them very heavily to say, listen, you must censor these people, or they will shut down access to these social media platforms. Now, we're already seeing this. It's already happening in Brazil with X. Remember, they've been fining X. They want Elon Musk to shut it down, and they want him to censor everybody. Paulo Filho put this out and says, why should you comply, Elon? Rumble and locals didn't. You're powerful enough to make a difference. Elon Musk responded to this and said, we are lifting all restrictions. This judge has applied massive fines, threatened to arrest our employees, and cut off access to X in Brazil. As a result, we will probably lose all revenue in Brazil and have to shut down our office there. But principles matter more than profit. And you could see that's what they're trying to do in Brazil. They're trying to shut down X. And I do believe out in the European Union, they're all going to follow suit. And they're going to say either you censor or we'll fine you or we'll just completely shut it down and arrest your people because they have broken the law, which means they want social media companies to censor themselves. And I do believe this is the first step into mass censoring. Elon Musk says the following. Coming shortly, X will publish everything demanded by Alexandre and how those requests violate Brazilian law. This judge has brazenly and repeatedly betrayed the constitution of people of Brazil. He should resign or be impeached. Shame at Alexandre, shame. And think about what they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see the people rising up. They don't want you to see people telling the truth. They don't want you to see people countering their narrative. They don't want you to see anything. And I could see why out in Brazil, they're trying to shut down X. And Wokeness put this out and said, there was a huge anti-government protest in Brazil a few weeks ago. This hardly got any coverage, but it went viral on X. And this is why X is Lula's public enemy number one. The people came out. They're against Lula. They're all for Bolsonaro. It's the same thing that's happening in this country. And Wokeness again says, the USA-Brazil parallels are frightening. Trump indicted, taken off the ballot. Bolsonaro indicted, taken off the ballot. Biden pressured big tech companies to remove accounts and content. Lula pressured big tech companies to remove accounts and content. January 6th protesters, 17-year sentences. January 8th protesters, 17-year sentences. Anyone see the similarities? Absolutely. But Elon, he's not giving up. He's actually showing people, listen, if you want to get our content, use a VPN. It's very easy to use. You can bypass and use a different IP, which is not in Brazil. So if you're censored in Europe, if you can't get to certain social media platforms, use a VPN and use an IP address, which is outside of the country. So if you're using an IP address in America, you're living in Brazil and you're using an IP address in America, you can get all the information. So when the deep state players realize that this is happening, what do you think is going to happen as more and more people bypass their mass censorship? I do believe they're going to have a communications blackout because their first step is to censor individuals, then to mass censor by shutting down the platform in those different countries. And when that fails, what do you have to do? You have to shut it all down so people don't get the information. And you could see that they're trying to build their case that the anonymous right-wing users are spreading false information online. And that's what we just talked about with the Associated Press. They're actually calling for mass censorship. And they're just putting out article after article after article, trying to convince the people that, yeah, look, they're putting out fake information. It's right-wing people. Should we allow them to continue to do this? This is exactly what they're trying to do right now. And this is the buildup, I do believe, for a communication blackout. But there is hope, because you could see that True Social, it went public. We have Rumble. And Devin Nunes is out there, and he's defending True Social as an impenetrable beachhead against big tech. Now, is the deep state players, are they going to try to attack Truth every way they possibly can? Actually, they're already doing it. Everyone's looking at True Social, it merged with DWAC, and they're watching the stock go down. Why do you think the stock is probably going down? Because what we're seeing is that institutional investors, they are now told not to purchase the stock, like BlackRock, Vanguard, and the rest, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to destroy and put a lot of pressure on True Social. So you see the stock dropping right now. I mean, that's my opinion with everything that I'm looking at right now. But you could see that what Truth Social is going to do with the money that they raised, they are now going to add a lot of features. They're going to harden the site. Because remember, we are approaching the presidential election, and this is game on, because they're going to be attacking Rumble. They're going to be attacking True Social. They're going to be attacking every other social media platform that they do not control. And yes, they have to try to destroy it in all different ways. So I do believe that this is what they're trying to do with True Social right now. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on it and try to drive it into the ground. And you could see that's exactly what they're doing. Do you think they're going to succeed in this? No, I think we need to rally the patriots and bypass the institutional investors, because if we're counting on them, let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN, or simply clicking my link in the description down below, because every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Well, that means we're not going to get ahead, just like with any other corporation. Think about all these different corporations that go against we the people. Well, it's happening right now. So I do believe the people need to get together and actually prop up True Social somehow, some way. And support it any way you possibly can. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Trudeau out in Canada, he's having a very, very difficult time, because people are finding it very, very hard to live. They don't have the money to purchase the groceries. There's more and more taxes being implemented, like the carbon tax. And it's becoming very, very hard for the people out there. And the people now are protesting against Trudeau. I do believe people are going to be protesting against Macron. People are going to be protesting against many leaders around the world. I think in the end, the people of all these different countries, they're going to overthrow their installed leaders. Actually, not even leaders. They're just installed criminals, actually, if you really think about it. But Wall Street Silver, he put this out. And you could see that Trudeau's opponent, Pierre, he's actually telling everyone Trudeau is not a liberal. He wants control of every aspect of your life. Liberals used to believe in liberty. Justin Trudeau believes in government control. He wants to control your money. He wants to control your kids. It's the opposite of liberalism. And he's absolutely right. And you can see there's going to be many, many leaders across the world that are going to have this same exact problem. Now, we could see the war is now building out in Ukraine, out in the Middle East. And I do believe the deep state players, they are going to take this to the next level. And you can see they're panicking of what is happening out in Israel and Gaza, because we can see the Washington Post, we can see that many different fake news outlets, they're pushing the idea that the people in Gaza, they are starving. And Biden is out there saying we must have a ceasefire, because really what they're really saying is, listen, you're going to be going into all different areas. You're going to be destroying all the terrorists there. And we don't want this to happen. Now, a lot of people can say, no, they are starving. They are starving. Well, food is coming in every single day. And what's very interesting about all of this is that Real Clear Politics, they actually focused on the actual data of what is happening in Gaza. And despite the war, 3/4 of greenhouse acres were still available as of February 15th, according to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization report, which has the latest available data. Israel's coordination of government activities in the territories indicates that bakeries can still provide over 2 million breads, rolls, and pita breads a day. According to the United States Nations chart, at least half of the farms in Gaza are still going. Their farm exports are still reaching their foreign customers. 3/4 of the greenhouses are still producing, and bakeries are still baking. Yet, somehow, everyone in Gaza is starving to death. So that's very interesting. The Columbia scholars didn't deny that there were hardships in some areas, but they did point out what was happening in areas where people really didn't have enough to eat and needed to rely on food aid. Hamas is stealing all the food. Hamas takes the food. They take what they want, and whatever is left over, if there's anything left over, that's what they give to the people. So GOGAT data shows that 290,000 tons of food and beverage have been delivered to Gaza since October. Recently, as many as 200 truckloads a day. Full distribution of these supplies would deliver about 1.82 pounds of food daily for each of the 2 million people in Gaza. But who's taking the food? Hamas. Actually, there's a video of this showing that anyone that's approaching the trucks, they shoot at them. This should tell you everything you need to know. And why are they so desperate in having a ceasefire? It's because they don't want Israel to destroy all the terrorists. They're trying to stop it, because once they're all gone, it's game over for them. Hamas will not control the area anymore. And once again, the deep state players, they don't want this to happen. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he's out there saying that there's no Gaza deal without hostages being released. So why doesn't Hamas say, okay, here are the hostages, let's have a ceasefire? Think about that for a second. Let's see if that happens. Maybe it will. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players, they're trying to push a new virus out there, the bird flu, of course, and they're going to be pushing whatever they possibly can at this time. But their last plandemic is completely and utterly falling apart on them. Pfizer is accused now of bringing discredit on pharmaceutical industries after COVID social media post, and a watchdog has now ruled that the company breached regulatory code 5 times, including promoting unlicensed medicines. And this is not looking too well for Pfizer, because remember, everything that they told us, that it was safe and effective, that this is the only cure, they lied to the American people, they lied to the people around the world, and now the evidence is now pouring out that, hey, we could have just used ivermectin. We could have just used hydroxychloroquine. We could have just used these cures. But think about what these people have done. They lied to the American people. Remember when Trump pushed HCQ? What did Fauci do? Well, Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Fauci came out and took the opposite stance of Trump. Hydroxychloroquine is not effective in the treatment of COVID or coronavirus disease. Trump put Fauci front and center and exposed the evil and corruption of the entire medical establishment. So do you think this is going to come back and haunt them? Because he knew from his studies that hydroxychloroquine actually helps with the flu, helps with COVID, and many other viruses. So he knowingly lied to the people. Why? Because they wanted the bioweapon and only the bioweapon. That's why the FDA told everyone that ivermectin is for a horse, and you're not a horse. And the judge ruled, no, people can use ivermectin. It does cure COVID. And the same thing with hydroxychloroquine. So we had 2 cures, and we never needed to have a plandemic. We never needed to have the bioweapon. We never needed mail-in ballots, drop boxes. We never needed any of this. They did it to do what? To usher in the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, and to cheat in the election to get rid of Trump. It's almost like what they're doing right now. But I do believe this time around, all their events that they're going to push, they're going to be on crack like we've never seen before. I think if we take 9/11, we take the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we take COVID, wrap it all together, I do believe that is our next event to shut down the election system. Because remember, they're going to have to scare the people like they'd never scared the people before. Because how else do you stop the people voting for Trump? I mean, yes, they can allow the people to use their systems. But if the people, the majority of the people are voting for Trump and he has 70, 80, 90% of the people, can you override the system? Can your system cheat enough to actually have the other person win? I don't think so. And I think Trump knows this. And I think Trump knows that they will not be able to use their cheating system. So they're going to have to take a different tactic and shut down the elections, which means if their system, I'm talking about the deep state election system, if that is compromised, that means we need to use something else to have the election. And if a foreign country attacked and compromised their system, that means we need maybe the military to guard the election. And we have to use paper so a foreign entity cannot cyber attack the elections. Because can they cyber attack paper? No, they cannot. But the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that, and this is coming from the Oversight Committee, that the Oversight Committee, they want the truth from Peter Daszak. Did Echo Health Alliance conduct risky research with U.S. taxpayer dollars that ultimately led to the COVID-19 pandemic? I think everyone knows the answer to this. But you could see that those people that pushed the entire bioweapon, pushed the pandemic, pushed all this, well, it looks like they're having a very difficult time walking down the street. Truth Seeker put this out and said, former Health Minister Roberto Speranza, who enforced vaccination, can no longer move without police protection. The Italians are waiting for him everywhere and shouting murderer. Awaken Outlaw on X responded to this and said, what happens when people learn the truth? What happens when people wake up? They will not be able to walk down the street. And it has already begun. Unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since Florida decided that every single college will not teach DEI, you know, didn't earn it, deport every illegal. We have the NAACP president, CEO Derek Johnson. He sent a letter to NCAA president Charlie Baker on Monday asking black student athletes to reconsider attending public colleges and universities in Florida. Johnson's letter was in response to dismantling the DEI programs throughout the state. So did this work? You think all the black students said, yeah, you know something? We're not going to attend the public colleges and universities in Florida. Actually, the opposite happened. It looks like the black athletes, they're not listening. And it shows in College Fix. College Fix did analysis that identified at least 35 of the top ranked black student athletes in basketball and football who recently signed with universities in Florida. The Fix shared this list with the NAACP and asked for a comment. The group has not responded to two emailed inquiries sent in the past 3 weeks. The Fix sent another email on April 4th to Press Secretary Alicia Mercedes and Public Relations Manager China Fields asking if anyone has decommitted. And a new search about decommits did not yield any proof of black athletes leaving Florida universities due to the NAACP boycott demand. So it looks like they're not paying attention to them anymore. Looks like they're no longer controlling these individuals. The narrative is not working anymore. And it's becoming more and more difficult as time goes on because the minorities, the black, the Hispanics, and everyone else, they're shifting away. The people are shifting away from the D party. They're no longer listening. The more they push, the more they push their agenda, the worse it's getting for them. And the people are waking up. But you can see the deep state players. What are they going to do? I do believe they're going to try to event. Today we know it is the eclipse. It is happening. And there's a lot of people that are gathering right now. And there's been a lot of warnings about public events saying that, you know, there could be lone wolves out there. And it could be people that are looking at ISIS because, you know, ISIS attacked the concert hall in Russia. I remember Trump and Putin, they destroyed ISIS, but now ISIS is back. So they're warning about a lone wolf attack. Now, will it happen during the eclipse? I think it will happen maybe a couple days later afterwards. There's a reason they're putting out a warning, because they're letting everyone know that something is coming. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be coming on the day that the eclipse is happening. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe that something is about to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see out in Arizona, there are a lot of Democrats that are now basically bowing out. Right now, we have 6 Democrat representatives. They decided to leave. And the latest one is Marcelino Quinonez. He just resigned. So it looks like there's a change happening now in Arizona. And I do believe it's going to get worse and worse for them, just like it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players. Remember when Joe Biden and Obama and Clinton and all these ridiculous people went to Radio City Music Hall to raise money, and Trump went to the police officer that was killed in New York? Well, the people, they're never going to forget this. They were partying while Trump was with the family. And Trump, he had the biggest night of fundraising. He put this out on Truth. He said, biggest night in fundraising of all time. We'll double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperately for change. They want to make America great again. And yes, the people, they want America great again. They want the country back. And the deep state players, they want them removed from this country. And you can see the people, they are awake. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, as you ponder minority voters turning away from Joe Biden in droves, also ponder this. The Democrat Party is losing big to Republican Party in trust on most issues that matter. Most people don't think Joe Biden is calling the shots. A majority say he is Obama's puppet. And yes, this is an issues campaign. And Biden is losing the issues campaign. Remember, this was all part of, I think, a design by Trump to actually have this as an issues campaign. Because when Trump was in office, what did he do? He reversed almost everything the deep state was going to do, knowing that the deep state was going to reverse everything that he did. And when Trump reversed it, he made the country look pretty darn good. When Biden reversed everything, how does the country look? The country looks awful. He's destroying it with every single agenda that he is doing right now. You see, if Trump never stepped in and we came from Obama to Hillary, no one would notice anything. You think this is all normal. Oh my God, we can't stop this. They would probably hide a lot of this because, once again, who would be in control of the information? It wouldn't be the people. It would be the fake news. It would be the social media companies that were controlled. But since Trump stepped in, the control has now been removed from these companies, removed from the fake news, so people can actually see what's going on. And people, they realize that Biden lied about the student bailout program, because remember, the Supreme Court ruled against Biden, and now a federal appeals court blocked Joe Biden's student loan bailout program. He's trying, and he's basically using other methods to try to cancel. But remember, he campaigned on this in 2020. And the young generation, they're not going to go along with this. Why? Because if they can't get a job, if they're not making enough to survive, that means the economy is not doing well, which means Biden lied. And now he lied again, where they thought their student loans were going to be completely canceled. Even if they are canceled, they still have problems. If they can't find a job, they can't pay their bills. If they have a job and they're not making enough and everything keeps going up, they can't pay their bills. He's screwed either way. And we could see the people, they understand this, they realize this, and this is why Trump is dominating Biden in the polls. Trump is up 49%, Biden at 41%. Now, again, these are the manipulated polls, and we know the deep state players and Trump, they all have their internal polls that they're looking at. And if the deep state is looking at those polls and looking at their internal polls, they're realizing, holy crap, we got to cheat like we've never cheated before. 2020, that's not even going to work. We're going to need something much, much better, and something where we can really override the amount of people that are for Trump. And we might have to shut down the elections for a couple of weeks. Is that going to work with the American people? I don't think so. So I think our best, you know, course of action is maybe to cancel the whole damn thing and scare the people that we can't have an election. I do believe that might be the direction that they're heading in right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham, they have appealed their lawsuit to ban electronic voting machines at this U.S. Supreme Court. And the case receives no response filing from the Arizona Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, which is very, very interesting. So hopefully they'll be able to bring this to the Supreme Court. They'll be able to hear the case. And let's see how this all plays out. That'd be amazing if there are no electronic machines in Arizona. But once again, we know the system is corrupt, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that in the hush money trial of Stormy Daniels, Judge Merchant, well, he blocked Trump's attempt to subpoena NBC in the hush money trial over Stormy Daniels' movie. Now, again, Merchant, we know he's corrupt. We know that they've been taking money from the Democratic Party, and we know that this individual placed a gag order on Trump. Trump responded to Merchant, and he said the following. Crooked Judge Juan Merchant is not allowing me to talk. He's taking away my First Amendment rights. He's got me gagged because he doesn't want the facts behind the gag to come out. How many corrupt, biased, crooked Joe Biden protection agencies, New York judges, do I have to endure before somebody steps in? I had New York federal judge Lewis Kaplan with a woman who I never knew and nothing to do with until she sued me for defamation. She did not know what day, month, or year the supposed incident took place. She knew nothing. Kaplan, a Hillary friend, wouldn't even let my lawyers put on a proper case, made it two cases instead of one, took away my American right to defend myself, and was crazed bully as his wife and friends sat in the courtroom every day in their little roped-off section and prodded him on in awe. This mysterious lady who said rape is sexy got $91 million. Then, of course, we have Arthur Engoron, a total lunatic whack job who ruled that I should pay an almost $500 million fine for having done nothing wrong. No victims, no damages. Ironclad disclaimer, only success. In fact, he was one who committed fraud when he purposely, at the direction of the racist corrupt AG Letitia James, undervalued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. Now we have Merchant, who is now allowing me to talk, thereby violating the law and the Constitution all at once. It is so bad that he's trying to get away with how was he even chosen for this case. I heard he fought like hell to get it. And all of the rest of them also. If this partisan hack wants to put me in the clink for speaking the open and obvious truth, I will gladly become a modern-day Nelson Mandela. It will be my great honor if we have to save our country from these political operatives masquerading as prosecutors and judges. I am willing to sacrifice my freedom for that worthy cause. We are a failing nation, but on November 5th, we'll become a great nation again. Make America great again. Now, think about what Trump is doing right now. We said this a long time ago, that they might throw him in prison. I do believe he wants to be thrown in prison. Why? Because he wants to show the people, look at the criminal syndicate. They're going after a political opponent. Now, they're throwing the political opponent in prison during an election year. He is the nominee. Think about this for a second. What do you think the people are going to see? They're going to see a victim in jail, and all he wants to do is run for president. Why didn't they bring all these cases before he ran in the election? Why did they wait? The people aren't stupid. They see what's going on. They get it. You think this is going to hurt him or help him? Remember, he can still run for president, even though he's sitting in jail. Now, how long do you think he's going to sit in jail for? A couple of days. He'll be bailed out. They'll release him. But Trump will get what he wants. He'll probably sell a lot of shirts, a lot of mugs. The people will come to his side. He'll have twice as many people as from the mugshot. So this is going to work in his favor because he's showing everyone the criminal syndicate. That's what this is all about. This is his campaign right now. That's what he's doing. Because remember, he always says, they're really after we the people. He's just in the way. So think about Biden. He's going to seize your firearms, flood the country with criminals, and have the police arrest you if you try to defend yourself or your families. Isn't that what's happening right now? Absolutely. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what do we see? We're going to see probably an October surprise. We're going to see events that people aren't going to believe, just like when the virus was released, just like when the World Trade Center came down, just like everything that you've seen in the past. I do believe we're going to see something huge. Miranda Devine put this out and said, a disinformation October surprise is coming. Will the press be ready if the national security state meddled in the third election in a row? Two of the most interesting things ever happened in American politics happened in the past few years. Number one, a Democratic presidential campaign representing the incumbent party fabricated evidence that its Republican opponent and the eventual president-elect was a Russian agent. And in power parties, FBI legitimated the evidence in the eyes of the media so it would be widely reported and believed by the public. Number two, when the formerly incumbent party's candidate was seeking to reclaim the White House 4 years later, the same former officials concocted a new lie to cover up embarrassing information about the candidate's family. These highly connected former officials had 5 days to check things out before claiming Hunter Biden's laptop had classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. The New York Post included a receipt showing the FBI had already been in possession of the data for 10 months. Its story documented how the Post acquired the same data. Specific data and verifiable events and messages weren't denied by the Bidens, etc. What is the third thing that's coming up? Well, I do believe something's going to come up, but I think this time around, it's going to be something that people really haven't seen before. I mean, they haven't seen a plandemic before, and then they saw that. This time around, it's going to be very, very different. And this is why Trump is continually saying that November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our nation. He said November 5th will be the Christian Visibility Day. Go out and register, vote, and we will together make America great again. So I do believe something pretty darn big is going to happen. I do believe the counterinsurgency will be complete and the deep state will throw everything that they have at Trump to try to shut down the elections. Now, leading up to the elections, I do believe we're going to see a lot. I do believe we're going to see events. We're going to see the economy continually break down. I do believe we're going to be getting closer and closer to war. As we come into the summer months, I do believe they're going to actually push the narrative that war is coming. We'll probably see cyber attacks. We might even see war drums being pounded all over the place, and we might see attacks attempted on the U.S. And again, the fake news, they can actually build this up to make you think that, yes, we need to go to war, just like they built it up with COVID. What did they do? Did they show all the dead bodies in the cities? Did they show all the homeless people dead on the streets? No, they use counters. They use numbers to make you believe something. Think about it. If there's a cyber attack in this country, or if another country fires a missile and they just show the missile and they show the United States intercepting the missile, do you know where the missile really came from? No, you don't. If there's a cyber attack in this country, it's an invisible attack. Do you know where the attack came from? No, you're just going to believe what the fake news is saying. Most people probably won't at this point, but they're going to try to convince you that this invisible attack, just like the invisible virus, came from somewhere. Now, to make it look real, what do you got to do? You got to have some communications go down. You got to have power to go out. They have the ability to do this. You think the systems that we use today, you don't think there's malware that's inserted? Of course it is. The FBI already reported that there's malware that they found. Think about all the malware that they didn't find. That could be activated at a moment's notice because it's been there for quite a while. So can they make it look like we're being attacked by this invisible site? Of course they can. This is how they're going to convince you. They love to use invisible attacks because this way it's easier to convince the nation and the world. See, a physical attack, you really got to show the people. And that takes a lot of pain. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to use a physical attack. I do believe they probably will, but the cyber attack across the globe would be much, much easier to do. Remember, the World Economic Forum told us that, yes, we can expect a cyber attack. So to bring down the lights, to bring down some communications, to make it look real across the world, can you do this? Of course. Look what they did with the virus. Oh, look, it's spreading. We're going to put counters on the TV. The hospitals, since we're paying them, everyone's dying from COVID. It's very easy to do. And yes, it's going to look scary. Yes, they're going to throw everything that they possibly have. Yes, they're going to keep repeating it on the fake news over and over and over so you believe it. And yes, they're going to try to convince the world that we're heading towards war. But again, you need to remember, this is their plan to stop the elections and to stay in control, because that's what they really want in the end. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures. We can go to paper ballots. Remember, if the country's attacked, someone's got to guard the elections. The Constitution doesn't say, hey, because we're in a war, we have to cancel the elections. No, we need to go to paper to make sure that a foreign government then cannot attack our elections. We need the military to guard the elections to make sure that no one interferes with the elections. So I do believe in the end, this is going to backfire on them, because in the end, when they try to push war, Trump, all he has to do is push peace. And that destroys everything they're trying to do. And I'm going to leave you with this quote from George Washington. Actually, James Wood put this out and said, "Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice for the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness." Absolutely. And I do believe the Patriots are prepared and ready for all of this. And this is Trump's campaign to get the people, to get the counterinsurgency up and running, the people to see what's going on, so the people can make a decision, a logical decision, to take the country back. They need to see the criminals. They need to see the system. They need to see it all. So this way they can say, we don't want to go in this direction. We want peace. We want a strong economy. And we want rule of law. And I do believe this is what the people are going to vote for in the end. And the deep state, they're going to lose every single person. I'd say the majority. I'd say almost 90-something percent. And all they'll have left are those criminals that they brought into this country, which means the deep state players, they're going to be in trouble, because we, the people, we're going to demand that the criminals are deported. And I do believe it's going to happen. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.